Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
For several years, I have expressed dismay that mainstream Republicans were passively watching as right-wing radical Republicans tried to take control of the party, and at the very least, control the Republican message nearly every day. Why were the majority of Republicans standing by, appearing to be helpless to change an attempted coup of their own party by the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and right-wing radical media personalities like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and others? The bottom line is that the perception is that right-wing radicals follow former President Donald Trump and reflect Donald Trump's attempts to take over the Republican Party himself. He calls himself a Republican, but I believe he thinks he's bigger than the Republican Party. He's his own entity, and that's his own party, and that's his mentality. But things finally appear to be changing. Over the last few weeks, there have been incidents when mainstream Republicans have harshly called out right-wing radicals. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union with Dana Bash, Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas seemed to shock the CNN host as Gonzalez blasted one of his own, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and others, for their condemnation of the foreign aid bill that included money for Ukraine and Israel. Congressman Gonzalez said on CNN, "I work with some real scumbags. Matt Gaetz had paid minors to have sex with him at parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. Gonzalez, supposed to be supporting of Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, did support him, and he was viciously attacked by Marjorie Taylor Greene. So Mike Johnson, even though he leans very much to the right, is not apparently a right-wing radical." Conservative commentator Scott Jennings on CNN said that the bold vote by Republicans to pass the foreign aid package, he said the adults have retaken control of the U.S. Congress. Jennings went on to say that he's fed up with Marjorie Taylor Greene being in charge of the Republican message. Conservative political pundit Ben Shapiro recently bashed right-wing radicals Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. And while Ben Shapiro can lean strongly to the right, I consider him more of a mainstream Republican than Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, who are right-wing radicals. Today, or actually yesterday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell criticized Tucker Carlson for initially condemning the idea of sending aid to Ukraine. Carlson has been a platform for Russian propaganda, and Mitch McConnell is PO'd because he believes that Tucker Carlson did a lot to poison the minds of many Republican mainstreamers who then, after Tucker Carlson spoke, did not want aid support for Ukraine. What we're beginning to see is mainstream Republicans rising up with their their position, with their opinions now. They're rising. I mean, they've been so passive, but they're rising up now and condemning the right-wing radicals and the attempt by right-wing radicals to take control of the Republican Party. If Trump wins the election in November, even if he wins, it will be because a lot of reluctant Republicans and Democrats voted for him because Joe Biden is the alternative. But even if Trump wins in November, the rejection of right-wing radicals will show that the Republican Party is not dead, and that's a good thing. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's see if we see more incidents of this, but, you know, the new thing that was added in yesterday was Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell condemning Tucker Carlson as the person who poisoned the minds of mainstream Americans when it came to aid for Ukraine. And what's interesting about this is it's just a reminder that, you know, a lot of Americans are not thinking for themselves. They're picking out a leader to follow, and they're following that leader without thinking. They're blindly following leaders without even thinking. And so this has been a dangerous thing. And while there is also a divide among Democrats in the Democrat Party, there's a divide there because there are certainly progressive left-wing radicals. But this this divide in the Republican Party has been even deeper than the divide on the left. And I'm just surprised that it's taken so long for reasonable Republicans, mainstream Republicans, to stand up. And if you really listen carefully to what I'm saying, I'm talking about, you know, people trying to save the Republican Party from this takeover from right-wing radicals. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Tucker Carlson, they have become a platform for Russian propaganda. Why? I don't know. Maybe because there seems to be this, I guess you would say, vicarious relationship between Trump and Vladimir Putin. I don't know how it is. It's proven, but there seems to be this relationship between these right-wing radicals and Trump and Russia. And it's Russia over Ukraine when Ukraine is fighting for democracy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.